This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Colorado congressman is pushing to make it harder to cross state lines to buy shotguns and rifles. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Democrat Jason Crow wants to expand federal restrictions on out-of-state handgun sales to include long guns. Under current law, federally licensed firearms dealers can't directly sell a handgun to someone who doesn't live in their state. Instead, they have to ship the weapon to a dealer in the buyer's home state, who then does the background check. But that law doesn't cover long guns. Crow started working to expand the law in 2019 after a Florida woman traveled to Colorado and was able to immediately buy a shotgun, which authorities feared she would use in a school shooting. Instead, she took her own life. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Aurora City Council is one step closer to stricter rules for oil and gas drilling. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Aurora is Colorado's third largest city and a new frontier for the oil and gas industry. In 2019, the city council approved agreements allowing two companies to drill. Local activists opposed the move. The proposal for future drilling projects is tougher. Officials would prioritize public health and safety when approving new wells, and companies would be required to monitor for air and water pollution. No council members objected to the plan Monday night, but it still needs a final vote at a future meeting. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up, Jeff Bezos said today that he will step down as chief executive of Amazon, leaving the helm of the company he founded 27 years ago. Find out why in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. Imagine earning a bachelor's degree while you're on the job. Well, it may be one way to catapult early childhood educators into higher level positions.
It's so much more meaningful than going and just listening to the lecture and answering the syllabus.
An innovative bachelor's degree program that has university faculty and coaches giving feedback on the job. We'll have that story from CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Chance of snow showers overnight for Vail, lows down to 25 degrees. And then tomorrow there is a winter weather advisory for the Central Mountains, looking at a mix of rain and snow for Vail. This is CPR News.